Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Our Lives Are Telling. Francis Schaeffer was a Christian apologist who wrote a book entitled, How Should We Then Live? Titus 2:14 says that Christ gave himself for us, quote, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Clearly, as God's people, we are to live holy, separated lives that are distinct from the world. This is what makes us unique and special. In contrast to the world, we are God's people, and we are therefore to be holy like him. 1 Thessalonians 4:7, God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. 1 Peter 1:15 and 16, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. We as believers in Christ are already holy in terms of our position, but in terms of our practice, we are in process. This process will not be perfected until we get to glory, but we are in fact in process. God is at work in our lives. Ephesians 2:10 says, we are his workmanship. This is God's doing. Hebrews 10:14 says, by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. But note, positional perfection applies only to those who are being sanctified. This last half of the verse refers to our practice. Sanctified means to be set apart for God, or to the process of being made holy. In truth, positional sanctification cannot be divorced from practical sanctification. This verse combines the truth of positional sanctification and progressive sanctification. Both are true for the true believer. While our position is perfect forever, in our practice, we are in progress. We grow in grace, 2 Peter 3:18. We are being conformed to the image of Christ, Romans 8:29. We are being transformed little by little by the Spirit, 2 Corinthians 3:18. He who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ, Philippians 1:6. So, Hebrews 10:14, our position, perfected forever. Our practice, we are being sanctified. Both are true in the experience of all born-again believers. Indeed, if a person wants to claim they have been perfected forever in terms of position before God, if they want to claim they are eternally right with God, then the expectation is that there will be something of ongoing sanctification happening in their life. Those who have been perfected positionally are in process practically. You can't claim one part of the verse without the other. That is precisely why, when Paul says to examine yourselves to make sure you are in the faith, he says that Jesus Christ is in you, unless you are disqualified, 2 Corinthians 13:5. If something of Christ is not seen in the life, then such a person is just deceiving themselves, and they are not really in the faith. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.